I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us here, Stephen Watson from WISN 12 here in Milwaukee. Joining us inside our Bears Sunroom studio. How you been, man?
I'm doing very well.
Thanks
for having me on.
There's like a choice of games. And you and I are sitting here talking. Obviously, everybody's going to be paying attention to what Wisconsin does come on Saturday night against Ohio State. And can they play a perfect game and get some turnovers and get a win? But I was talking to a buddy of mine last night who runs a ticket brokerage, and I was talking to him, and I said, hey, by the way, what is the demand for the tickets? And, you know, what are they going for? He's like, oh, I haven't had a call.
Yeah.
Not one call out of the state of Wisconsin for a ticket to go to the Big Ten title game. 85% of these tickets now are being sold for Ohio State, who is the number one team in the country, and they're going for a championship. How big was that loss to Illinois? Holy mackerel.
It changed the season for all fans.
Yeah.
I mean, you're total outlook of this Badger season in that loss to Champaign changed. And it doesn't matter if they beat Ohio State, because I still think Ohio State's going to get into the college football playoff,
mm-hmm.
win or lose, with what
right.
happens on Saturday night. For the Badgers,
you couldn't
just
keep them out.
No, their resume is good enough. They have the talent
they
on both sides of the
everybody.
Ball. Yeah, I think that they're in no matter what. For the Badgers, you're playing for a second fiddle bowl game. And a New Year's Day bowl game is still a great accomplishment. But
Badgers in the Rose Bowl, win or lose?
I think win, they're in the Rose Bowl. I think so.
Lose?
Yeah.
Lose, who would go? Penn State?
Maybe Minnesota.
Really?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Minnesota has won two losses now.
Yeah,
it would be
in
Minnesota.
The head-to-head, Wisconsin, though, would have beaten Minnesota, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, maybe the Rose Bowl. That would make the most sense. But
yeah
we're spoiled now talking about the Badgers going to the Rose Bowl
right.
as being upset, but at some point, this program needs to get over that hump.
Don't you feel that? Badger fan, I get it because they want respect, but you don't get it until you win it.
Yeah.
You know, Clemson still doesn't get it, and they've won it a couple of times in recent history, you know. Everybody's excited that Alabama's now 12th and the Badgers are now 8th, and there's that picture that people are memeing all over Twitter and Facebook. But you got to win it to get that level of respect.
And you can't tell me the Badgers would beat Alabama if they played tomorrow. I mean, they're still not at that level.
I don't think so.
As a program.
But I think Ohio State is a machine.
Yeah.
And everybody else is playing for second right now. I really do. I think Clemson is very good. I just, like everybody, I think I give them a little bit of fault because they play in the ACC, and the ACC is not very strong. But
they've won on the national stage in recent years.
No, you give them credit because when the biggest lights have shined, they've won. So I give them all the credit in the world. But Ohio State and what they did this season, they're just a machine.
And the build-up to this game on Saturday night would be just incredible. Even if the Badgers lost at Ohio State like they did during the regular season, they were playing for something, potentially a spot in the college football playoff. That Illinois loss, even though that happened weeks and weeks ago, it really, I think you're going to see a lot of Ohio State fans on Saturday night. If you're a Badgers fan, why travel to this game? You win it.
The only reason, if I'm a Badger fan, I'm going to a, quote, championship game. I'm going to see if they could, miraculously, David slay Goliath. And if I can't travel to a New Year's Day game, if I'm not going to L.A. or Pasadena or whatever for a game, for a bowl game, then maybe I say this is a trip I want to make.
Yeah, but they win it a few years ago, and you go to the Rose Bowl, and that's great.
Right.
But even if you win it this year, you're not going to the college football playoff.
Right, right. No, I
so
get it.
The lure
it.
Of the game has changed so much.
Yeah, it's you're right. I mean, that Illinois game is going to be a tough pill to swallow. Give me your thoughts on everything else that's happened. We'll start with the Brewers. Brewers, we just had Marcus Hanel on.
Yeah.
He's like a lot of us, I think, in the business that are saying, let's just wait and see. Let's just see what happens. But you take everybody individually. You lose Moose. Yeah, it's tough, but you get it. You lose Yasmani. It's tough. You know, they get rid of Eric Thames. They don't bring him back, and then they start to have all these non-tenders. But you look at the whole, and you're like, man, a 30-year roster is gone. Holy mackerel.
That opening day roster is almost half wiped out.
Yeah.
It's a pretty daunting thing to look up and down at names, but I'm going to kind of agree with Marcus on the sense of, I think David Stearns has earned the right for us to be patient. I think
right.
with the moves that he's made in his short time here in Milwaukee, You remember Christian Yelich, Lorenzo Cain. Those were January moves.
Right.
That was right before Brewers on Deck. Those moves were made. I think there's enough big-name talent out there that Brewers fans should be just a little patient with this. None of the moves that were made were that surprising. Yasmani and Moose both earned money. And
Yasmani was more surprising to me because I knew the years he wanted, but the catching spot is so hard to fortify. You can piecemeal a lot of stuff together, but a good catcher is tough to find. And we know. We've searched one for a long time. You get LaCroix. Then when you lose that bat, you go back to Pena. You're like, oh, my God. And then you got to get another catcher, and you were lucky enough to get Yasmani for a year. I thought they'd keep him. And then when they didn't, I thought, well, Moose is staying. But then they didn't want to go 4 years on Moose.
But Moose and Grandal now just signed the richest contracts in their team's history.
Right.
I mean, at the White Sox and the Reds. The Brewers can't afford that. I mean, at some point, you have to be realistic about the market that you're in. And David Stearns and Mark Attanasio have always been pretty forthcoming about the fact that we can only spend so much. And you also have to remember, they're going to have to pay Christian here soon, too.
Do you think they do?
Yeah.
I think that they make him an offer. I think he still goes to free agency, and I think he leaves. They couldn't afford to keep Prince around, and Prince was probably the biggest thing that you've seen.
Well, I think it's the same
although
thing the
you
Bucks
knew
are
Prince
facing.
Was, although you were knowing Prince was breaking down.
Yeah,
I don't think to that extent, but we knew Prince was breaking down. Giannis the same way, but they're going to pay Giannis. Within that structure, there's a salary cap there within that structure.
Correct.
You know what it is. You can afford Giannis, so to speak. But Yelich, I think if he has another MVP season, he will have outplayed Trout. He will have outplayed Harper, Machado. I think with the numbers he's putting up, when you look at it, he could possibly be your first $500 million guy by the time his contract comes up.
That's fair. He's still young enough.
Yeah, and I don't know if the Brewers would even approach that.
Yeah. I think as a fan, it's fair for you to be cautious right now and to be a little concerned about just the numbers and the structure. But I still think at this point, we're talking early December.
Yeah.
And most of these moves won't happen until January, and there's definitely trades potentially still in the works.
Right.
I personally think that David Stearns has earned the right with the number of right moves that he's made as general manager to just wait and see how this one plays out.
Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're sitting here chatting with Stephen Watson from WISN 12 here in Milwaukee, talking some sports. We'll touch on some Packers, touch on some Bucks when we come back, broadcasting live down here at the Toy Drive at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek. Come on by and say hi, and please drop off a new unwrapped toy, or you can also bring a credit card or even some change out of your car. Whatever's rolling around, we'll take it. We'd be happy to, and it all benefits the kids over at Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. We are broadcasting live. We are at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek, and we're here for the Toy Drive. Come on by and say hello. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs has delivery at select locations, so right now at Cousin Subs, if you're within the sound of my voice, you want to pen them up, go to CousinSubs.com and maybe get yourself something good to eat and then see it, because that location may deliver. You can get some delivery right to you. They'll bring it right to you. That's from our friends at Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Sitting in here talking with Stephen Watson from Channel 12 here in Milwaukee. And we were talking a little bit about the Brewers a little bit earlier. We were talking also about the Badgers. But this Packers team, we started out today with the question of what is the identity of the Packers? If you had to describe the Packers, what would it be?
Offensive identity or any
you tell
identity?
Me whatever the identity is, because you had the exact same expression I had yesterday when they asked me. I went, I don't know.
I don't think they know.
Yeah.
I think we're at week 13, 14 of the season.
We do this for a living, and we look at it and go, got me. I don't know.
Identity is they still have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I still am concerned about the offense. And, you know, I remember all of preseason, all of training camp, the question to Aaron was, what is this offense going to look like? And he said, there's going to be growing pains, and you just have to bear with us here. And there were early on. But we're in the latter half of the season, and there are still growing pains in certain spots. Mm-hmm. And this is where the scheduling has really worked in their favor, because we're seeing a team that's playing the Giants and the Redskins and the Bears in the latter part of their schedule, and they can figure it out.
How good are they in the sense that they played 7 of the top 10 defenses – and for the most part, have won.
Yeah.
And they figured it out. To me, good teams find ways to win, not find ways to lose. This team last year would have figured out they'd have been you can even flip-flop the schedule maybe. Yeah. They would have been 3-9 because they would have figured out how to lose. This team has found ways to win and not doing it in perfection.
And I think, let's say their identity is the Aarons, really, is what's been the difference for this team this year. I don't think anybody anticipated Aaron Jones taking the step that he has taken this year and the way that he has completely changed how the offense has looked.
I feel good to say that I just kept saying, give this guy a chance. Because you can see it. You can see, from where we sit, you can see the burst that he has. He's got a quickness unlike anybody else on this team. And if you just gave him the opportunity, you knew he could do something. But his biggest thing was catch the ball out of the backfield.
And I think maybe the biggest surprise is that he's staying healthy.
Yeah.
You have to remember, this guy is 5'8", 220 pounds.
Yeah.
And he takes hits all game. I mean, he's running between the tackles. It's not like they split him out wide every single play.
Right.
He still is in the middle of that mess on every single play, and he's coming out. And I think the compliment they have with Jamal Williams has really worked out well for both of them. The wide receiver position and tight end situation is still a big concern for this offense.
Yeah.
And I think Rodgers can mask most of it just with his pure talent. I mean, we saw some of the throws that he made against the Giants,
right,
where he's coming to the ground and he's making throws to his tight ends and to Geronimo on that fourth down play. I mean, that's just where Aaron Rodgers is.
Right.
He's still great.
There's no doubt about that.
But we also saw what this Packers offense looked like against the 49ers and how lost they still looked and how they abandoned things a lot quicker than I anticipated them to.
Is that play calling or is that... Because the question always becomes, is that LaFleur or is that Rodgers?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's maybe more LaFleur than Rodgers.
Okay.
I remember asking Aaron in the scrum last week after that San Francisco game. He talked about scripted plays. And every single week they work on their first 20. And I asked him, how often do you get away from that 20? And he says, well, I mean, you can, the whole first drive can dictate. You can get through 20 plays in the first drive if you do it right. And against San Francisco, they said they only got through the first couple. And then after that, they looked lost. And that's where I'm talking about these growing pains.
I agree.
That they looked lost. And I think Devontae is finally finding his rhythm. We saw that in New York. He was able to find the end zone a couple of times. He's so key and vital to how this offense is going to operate. But I just still don't think there are enough playmakers that when push comes to shove on this Packers offense, they have the longevity to get that deep into the
postseason. I think that they have, you're right, they don't have dynamic playmakers. I think they got guys that can do it. I think if you involve Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis early, it's engaging. And this team can flow and they can get some, they can move the sticks, live to fight another day, continue to move the sticks. Jones out of the backfield. If you get a couple of different guys involved, but you're right. I think it does hinge on Devontae Adams both in a positive and negative way if you use him correctly. I think he can be incredibly dynamic. That's just my thought, because I know early they forced the ball to him, and we all saw that. But over the last couple of weeks, we've seen him get his yardage. Now he's getting into the end zone. He's being used in certain situations. But I agree. I think if you get Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams involved and you're able to spread it around, move the sticks, and get more opportunities, I think you'll flow, and I think you have an opportunity to beat some good teams. I just don't know if defensively they can do it, so we'll see. Music's playing, so we got to run. Man, thanks for coming down. I know your wife works at Children's Hospital, so tell her thanks so much for what she does.
And thank you guys for putting this on. I mean, I deal with her every single day when she comes home from work, and the impact those kids have on her, and obviously the one that she has on them as well, is so important. And we should do everything to try and help these kids out.
Catch him on Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Stephen Watson from WISN 12. Time for us to take a quick break. We'll be back. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.